So today we've released the causes of death publication for 2021, and what we've seen is that in the second year of the pandemic, we're still maintaining a low mortality rate, which we saw also in 2020. So our mortality rate was around 507 deaths for every 100,000 people. And although it looks like it's a bit of an increase from 2020, we actually saw statistically significant decreased mortality in that year. So the mortality rate in 2021 is still well below that of pre-pandemic rates and the second lowest on record. For the leading causes of death, it's ischemic heart disease. So that's been our leading cause of death in Australia for a long time now. But dementia is now the second leading cause. And with those, what we've seen over time is that the rate difference is really narrowing. So 10 years ago, it used to be about a 30% difference, and we're down to about a 9% difference. So dementia is the leading cause of death for females, but ischemic heart disease still the leading cause of death for males. So what follows those is cerebrovascular diseases, lung cancer, and chronic lower respiratory conditions. And they're things like emphysema and chronic bronchitis. So for those, quite similar. We've seen a really small increase compared to 2020. But of course, when we compare those to the pre-pandemic rate, we're still seeing very low mortality rates. And part of that is due to the fact that we still have very low rates of circulating respiratory infections, such as influenza and pneumonia. So in 2021, our death rate from respiratory diseases was around 39 for every 100,000 people. That's also the second lowest on record that we've got for respiratory diseases. Only 2020 was lower. And we had such big decreases in 2020 because of some of the public health measures in place to stop the spread of COVID. Interestingly, though, our deaths from influenza in 2021, only two were recorded. That's the lowest that we've got on record. It compares to 55 in 2020, and compared to years such as 2017 and 2019, where we had over 1,000 deaths. So record breaking with those flu deaths this year. So we registered 1,122 deaths due to COVID-19 in 2021. So it ended up being the 34th leading cause of death. This compares to the 38th leading cause of death in 2020. And obviously we've seen some big changes in 2022, but for 2021, most of them happened during the Delta wave. So with the Delta wave, what we saw was some really quite interesting differences to wave one and wave two. We had a much lower median age at death, so it was around 79, whereas in wave two in Victoria, it was up at around 87. And the difference there is that we had a lot of transmission of COVID through nursing homes in wave two in Victoria, where with the Delta wave, a lot more community transmission. We saw deaths in Victoria and New South Wales also recorded a really high number of deaths. And with that change in age profile, what we also saw was a difference in the comorbidities. So in wave one, really equaling that high median age at death and the nursing home cohort, dementia was the most common pre-existing chronic condition. Whereas in 2021, chronic cardiac conditions and other things such as diabetes were slightly more prominent.